the music straight from the Bible.
Already.
Everything she do is straight live.
Already.
5003 Masonic Drive.
Already.
She up in the suite 113
already.
Alexander, Louisiana.
Already.
You know what I mean?
Already.
She take the ministry and put it on the air.
Already.
So you can go and preach the word everywhere.
Already.
Up in Marksville, up in Winfield,
already.
At Cabrini. Up in Gina,
already.
They even got it in parts of Mississippi,
already.
And up in Texas, just stay with me,
already.
Don't let me lose you, cause I'll find you,
already.
You just been listening
already.
To my sister time,
already.
You are the Lord God Almighty.
By the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Amen. I'm going to talk to you about how to get answers to your prayers. Amen. How many of you ever had any prayer failures? Okay, I'm going to change my message right now to lie. All liars shall have their part in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. And I'm going to ask you again. How many of you ever had a prayer failure? We all have. We all have had prayers that didn't seem to be answered. But there's always a reason why we don't get prayers answered. And today we're going to talk about some of the reasons why people fail to get their prayers answered. And then we're going to show you how to get them answered. Amen. What you can do, what adjustments you can make to make sure that God is answering your prayer, because the Bible says God delights in the prayers of his saints. God really loves answering our prayer. In fact, his eyes roam throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart's perfect toward him. God is looking for a place and for a people where he can demonstrate how good he is. Amen. And I thank God that he found me and I submitted to him and I've experienced the great goodness of God. Amen. I got the blessing on me. Amen. How many of you got the blessing on you? Go ahead and say the blessing's on me. Amen. The blessing's on you, but God wants to take you to another level in your prayer life. So I'm going to talk to you about how to strengthen it and why it's necessary and why it's so important. Amen. All right. I'm going to give you four keys to a productive prayer life. I'm going to give you four keys right now. Then we'll talk about each one of them. Number one, you want to base your prayers on the Word of God. You want to have answers. You have to base your prayers on the Word of God. The Word of God is the will of God. So if I want to see answers, then I have to make sure that I'm asking according to the Word of God. Now, if I don't know the Word of God, then we got a big problem. Okay? That's the big problem right there, is that if you don't know what the Bible says, then you will pray based on what seems right and what feels right and what sounds good, and you could be missing it. And God's not obligated to answer your prayer just because you asked for something. God does not operate outside of his word. Amen. Everything he does it in line with his word. So the more understanding and revelation I have of his word, then the greater response I'm going to get to having my prayers answered. All right, let me just give these four points to you. I had to start teaching already. All right, number two, direct your prayers to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when you pray, you direct your prayer to God the Father in Jesus' name. And I'll explain all that to you. Number three, seek the help of the Holy Spirit before, during, and after you pray. Seek the help of the Holy Spirit in your prayer life. And like I said, I'm going to explain each one of these to you in greater depth. Okay? Number four, pray continually at all times in every situation and circumstance. Everybody say pray continually. All right, we're going to pray continually at all times. Those are four keys to having a productive prayer life. Now, let's look at number one. Base your prayers on the Word of God. Turn to John chapter 15. And we're going to look at some scriptures over there. In verse number 7, it says, and this is Jesus talking. If we go back up to verse 1, you'll see that Jesus said, I am the vine, my Father is the husbandman, or he's the vine dresser or the gardener. And he said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So God is looking for fruit in your life. When I say, well, what do you mean he's looking for fruit? He's looking for productivity. Amen. How many of you got an owner, your job, they want you to be productive? If they give you an assignment, then they want it done, right? And they want it done within the time frame they give it to you. That's being productive. So when God wants you to be productive in your prayer life, he wants you to get results. Amen. He wants you to have results in it. He wants to move through your prayers. But we have to cooperate with him, and we have to pray in line with his will. Now, in John 15, verse 7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. Now, Jesus said a whole lot there in a short sentence here. He's saying, if you abide, the word abide means to remain or to continue in. He says, if you remain in me or continue in me, he says, and my words abide in you. If my words are living in you, if my word is abiding, remaining in you, which means you have revelation of his word, you know what the word says, and you let that abide in you by obedience, by doing what the word says. The Bible calls it being a doer of the word and not a hearer only. There are going to be some people here today, and I hope not. We're not praying and asking God for this to happen, but the chances are pretty high that we got some hearers only here. You know what a hearer only is? Person that just hear and they don't do anything. So they'll hear the word and not do it. That's called a hearer only. But if you want the benefit and the blessing in your life, you got to move past just hearing the word until you become a doer of the word. Amen. So Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, that is a benefit. He said, guess what? You can ask what you will, and it'll be done for you. Now, the key is having the word abiding in you, having the knowledge of God's will. And God's will is good, and God's will is beneficial for us. So when I ask according to his will, then God will do that for me because he'll bring good things in my life, things that will benefit me and bless me. So when I ask according to his will, when I ask according to my will comes in agreement and in alignment with the will of God. So if the word is abiding in me, then I'm not asking God to do something that's outside the realm of his word, right? If the word is living in me, I'm not asking God to give me strength to rob the bank. In Jesus' name. Lord, you know I need some money, Lord. Give me wisdom on how to pull off this robbery. He ain't gonna help you with that, okay? Because you just prayed outside his will, and that prayer doesn't represent all that Jesus is. So that's, you know, they said, well, Jesus said, I can ask what I will. Yeah, but your will have to be in alignment with his will. How many of y'all got that? You got to pray in agreement with his will. You can't be in disagreement with his will and expect him to bless you. You have to be in agreement with his will. So I know that the will of God is good. So if I ask anything according to his will, good is coming to me. Glory to God. In fact, I don't want to ask for anything outside of his will because everything outside of his will is bad and evil and will hurt me. Right? Everything outside the will of God is going to hurt you sooner or later. It's going to bring some destruction in your life. It's going to steal, kill, and destroy from you. So I'm not asking God for anything outside of his will. Amen. I want to make my will agree with his will. And when I do that, then I got some confidence, baby, when I pray. Because, Lord, I'm just asking you to do what you already want to do. And then God delights in that. Hallelujah. 1 John 5:14-15 says, and this is the confidence that we have in him. Everybody say confidence. When the word is abiding in you, it produces confidence in you when it comes to praying. Now, some people pray and say, well, I don't know if the Lord heard me. I hope so. I done prayed with so many people, and I say, did you receive when I prayed for you? Well, Pastor, I sure hope so. I said, let's pray again. I said, look, if you're just hoping and a praying, we ain't done nothing. Okay? It's not a hoping and a praying. Okay? Hoping and a praying gets zero results. So when you pray according to God's will, that means that after you've prayed, you have a confidence and a confident expectation that what has been promised to you is going to show up and materialize in your life. Now, I might not have it right there in the next 5 minutes. I might not even have it the next week, but I know it is on the way to my life because God can't lie. Amen. And then you have to do what I've been teaching you how to do after you release your faith. After you believe you receive, what do you do? And then we do those four C's and a G. What can you expect God to do after you believe you receive? And so we've already taught that. I can't teach it again this morning. But it'll help you stand your ground when Satan begins to assault your faith, because there's no such thing as unchallenged faith. Faith is going to be challenged. Your faith in God, your trust in God will be challenged by this world. It'll be challenged by your flesh. It'll be challenged by the devil. But when you know what to do, when you're a trained soldier and you know what the enemy is doing, then you can overcome him. Right? If I've been trained by the Holy Ghost on how to do warfare, then when the devil tried it, I already saw that play. You know, I played football, and everybody on the team has a key that will help them to know where they're supposed to be and who they're responsible for. And I'll never forget this one game. We were playing Lake Charles High. And some of y'all know Don Shiles. He coaches at West Monroe. Well, he was our defensive coordinator. He told me, he said, Greg, this week your key is the tight end. He said, every time they snap the ball, you look at that tight end because he's going to tell you where you need to go. Every play I'd look at that tight end, and the tight end would always give away this play. I took a couple of steps because the ball was going in that direction, and then I looked at my tight end, and he did just what the coach told me he was going to do. And so even though the ball was going that way, guess which way I ran? I ran this way. You know, the Holy Ghost will show you what plays the devil's getting ready to run. Amen. And when it looks like you ought to be going this way, he'll be moving you this way. And you'll stop him every time. Amen.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time.